It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
All right, it's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito.
Hey, man, can you say your name again?
El Bandito.
Hey, man, how is it that, like, whenever you say your name, you get that cool guitar afterwards?
Oh, because I'm El Bandito.
Hey, would that work if I wanted to do that?
Let's try it out. You try.
Charboil. Okay, maybe we should just forget that. Hey, so, welcome to the Power Hour of Love. We got a really cool show set up for you today. El Bandito, why don't you tell them about what the top of our show is going to be today?
Well, with Valentine's just around the corner, we figure maybe we can help all you beautiful people out there make your Valentine's Day into the greatest date of your entire year. So if you would like to send us an email or call in and let us know about your idea for a date, we can help you take your terrible idea and make it a super great Power Hour of Love.
Yeah, that sounds really good, El Bandito. Yeah, Valentine's Day is just a few days away. Do you know the true meaning behind Valentine's Day?
I think it has something to do with a bunch of mobsters in Chicago, but please enlighten us.
Oh, actually, I'm not too sure either, but I know whoever thought up that idea is making a lot of money right now.
That's very true. It always seems like there's all sorts of treats and cards and all sorts of little heart-shaped knickknacks that you can buy for all the people that you love, and every year they get more and more expensive.
Definitely, but yeah, they are very expensive, but I think you told me before that you can't put a price on love, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so, El Bandito, what are some of your favorite Valentine's Day candies?
Oh, for me personally, the kind of candy I like are, they really like the big hollow bunnies with the long ears, you know, that you bite their head off, and sometimes they're hollow and sometimes they're filled with cream and things.
Bunnies and cream. Do you also see those by, like, the little ones that kind of look like little chocolate eggs and stuff?
Yes, yeah, they have the eggs, and you crack them open, and they have little fake yolk inside, but it's all made out of sponge sugars.
El Bandito, I think you might be mistaken. I believe that's Easter candy that you're referring to.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure they have all sorts of candy for all those occasions, and one thing you know for sure is that the women's, they love chocolate, so you can't go wrong.
Now this is true. This is true. You cannot go wrong with chocolate. Hey, El Bandito, have you ever seen those little heart-shaped candies that sometimes have words written on them?
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
You know, it usually says something like sweet or love you or something along those lines.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, it would be pretty cool if, like, we could get one that said, like, fucking shit or son of a fuck on there. But, you know, like, do you know if there's any place I could get those made, or maybe I should try to make them myself?
That's probably not a good idea to make it yourself. That is probably best left up to professionals, because it seems like you have to write really tiny letters on these candies, and you don't exactly seem like the most dexterous person.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, like you said, you probably have to have really small hands to do that, and I don't do small. So, El Bandito, have you ever gotten one of those, Valentine's Day cards? You know, the little Valentines, probably back in the day when you were a little bandito?
Oh, I get them all the time. I still get them to this day. As a matter of fact, I just got one in the mail the other day. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, you did? Oh, let me take a look at that.
Just look.
Oh, look at this. El Bandito, I'm pretty sure this is a restraining order.
No. Look right here at the top. It says that we have to meet at court in a few weeks.
Well, let's look at the date here. What does this say? Oh, hey, it's February 14th, which just so happens to be Valentine's Day.
You see, I told you. It's like a Valentine's from her to me.
It does look pretty official. It's got some official letterhead up here, you know, the courthouse, and a date. So, yeah, Judge Kimberly Kane, You know, it looks like you're going to have a nice date with El Bandito on Valentine's Day. So, El Bandito, when you go out with Miss, Judge Kimberly Kane, are you planning to, you know, take her someplace special?
Oh, yes, I have the perfect idea for a date. What we are going to do is we are going to go down to one of my favorite restaurants in all of Florida.
Oh, really? Tell us about it.
We are going down to Seafood World down in Pompano Beach.
Oh, I think I've heard of Seafood World. Is that a Papa Huey's?
Yes, it is. And it's right there by the water, and they have all of the fresh catch fish and delicacies from all over South Florida.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard. Wait a minute. I think I remember where I heard of Papa Huey's. They turned down one of our sponsorships. Fuck that. Maybe you should take her somewhere else, El Bandito.
Oh, yes, you're right. Let me see here. Looking down the list of sponsors, Outback Steakhouse. They are sponsors of ours.
I love the Outback Steakhouse. Why don't you tell them about what you get at the luxurious Outback Steakhouse?
Yes, let's see. You can get blooming onions, and you can get Bushman shrooms.
Bushman shrooms. Oh, that sounds kind of wild.
And you can also get the Aussie ships.
What was that? The ships? Like the ships that sail in the sea?
No, Aussie ships.
Aussie shits? That doesn't sound too appetizing.
No, like potato ships.
Aussie shits? Yeah, I don't know if I'd go for that type of food.
No, they're a sponsor. They pay us money to say good things about them.
Oh, yes. Everyone should go down to the Outback Steakhouse and get a big plate of Aussie shits. They're delicious.
Well, speaking of shits, I believe our first track, its title has something to do with it, does it not?
Oh, yes. Yeah, our first track comes from Funky 49, titled Milk and Doo-Doo. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Funky 49?
Funky 49 comes from Tampa, Florida, and he is one of the sexiest performers in all of South Florida. And he always is accompanied by his sexy cabaret of beautiful women, and they go around heating up the streets.
Oh, yeah. We've seen Funky 49 quite a few times. Usually he provides a lot of crowd participation and even has giveaways during his performance. And sometimes he even throws out some of our favorite treats. Right, El Bandito?
You know it, Senor Boyle. He throws out the Star Crunch. Space-themed and with enough chocolate to satisfy the women, it's the perfect accompaniment to a performance by Mr. Funky 49.
Without any further ado, let's get to it. Milk and Doo-Doo by Funky 49. Hit it.
Milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner,
fudge is made.
Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. I don't smoke bowls and choke when I'm on control. Just smoke sub amps and bass at all. Living my life, baby, hurts at time. In between making beats, I spit some rhymes in. I never move a keys, beans and ounces. It's worth for cones that I be bouncing. Like take a quick finger, wet his bass, I trigger. My woofer's getting bigger, my woofer getting bigger. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner,
fudge is made.
Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Nothing ever hits like a weight's rolling. You're playing so loud, your mama's scolding. Recommend doses, two letters, OD. Hard bass, fucking rhythms be captivating me. The only time I place, I'll hit the pause. Is what I'm moving doo-doo into your draws. This goes out to hatchbacks and coupes. Hit wagons, SUVs, and hoopies. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner,
fudge is made.
Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Made milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. SCR all goes up, most of them stopping. Bass for your face, London, I'm dropping. But around town, the Beastie Boys vibrating the place like I'm a dull toy. My frequencies, sweet, harmonically affecting the girlies. And biologically, this track for all the cuties. Bass for your face, so move your booties. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner,
fudge is made.
Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made. Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made.
All right, welcome back to the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and
El Bandito.
That was Funky 49 with Milk and Doo Doo.
Yes, it was an excellent song and a super good video if you haven't seen it. There's a whole bunch of beautiful women's dancing with Mr. 49. We'll put a link up to it on our Facebook page, and you have to check it out. The most beautiful woman there, you'll see her. She has a brown shirt on with the number 49 on it.
Definitely have to check it out. So, you know, in the song, you know, Funky says, milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made.
Yes, and that is a kind of perplexing little riddle that we have there to play with, but I think it's worth exploring.
Oh, yes. So what's your take on milk?
Well, milk is very good. It's good for you, it's good for your body, and it comes from breast diseases.
What's your take on doo-doo?
Doo-doo is also good if it comes from, you know, the bottoms of beautiful women's.
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that. This is true. This is true. Where do you think the, you know, we know the milk, you know, part, like you said, most likely comes from the breastises. Now, where do you think the lemonade comes from?
I think in terms of the song, he means perhaps a stand nearby, maybe, you know, put up and run by a bunch of children's.
Oh, like the little kids running like a lemonade stand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, usually they have those like around the neighborhood and things.
Yeah. Do you, have you visited these stands before?
Oh yes. They're very nice. They usually have an okay lemonade. It's not great. It's usually a couple kids. They make it with their mom or whatever. And they come out and they come to sell you the lemonade and it's nice. It's only a nickel.
Only a nickel? Oh man, that's a hell of a deal. I'm gonna have to keep an eye open for one of these stands.
Yeah, no, it's great because you know you put the nickel down and you tell them, oh look, you know, look at the lemon tree behind you, it's so nice. And the little kid looks behind them and then you take your nickel back and run away and now you get free lemonade.
Oh, so it's kind of like a magic trick. You show the kids a magic trick.
Yeah, definitely.
You didn't tell me you were a magician. Like, can you show me a magic trick?
Oh yes, I know a lot of magic tricks. Here, give me a $20 bill.
Oh okay, hold on one sec. Here you go. Here's a $20 bill.
Okay. All right. Now close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, open your eyes. You see, the $20 is gone.
Wow, that's amazing. Man, you're going to have to show that one to Funky 49 next time we see him.
Oh, I'm going to have to.
Well, thanks a lot, Funky. We really enjoyed your track, and we can't wait to see you at the next big Orlando nerd event that you're going to be playing at or, you know, definitely next time we cross paths.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you.
So, you know, moving on, El Bandito, we were going to say that, we should probably go over the topic of our show for today.
Yes. While we were discussing the Facebook earlier, there is also our email address at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. And you can go ahead and email us with any questions that you may have about setting up the perfect date for Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes. And a little bit later, we are going to take a couple calls as well. But, you know, El Bandito, there's a lot of movies coming out. You know, we know a lot of people do like to go to the movies, you know, with their dates and stuff. What do you feel about the movies?
I think the movies can make a good date for Valentine's Day. You have to be a little bit careful because sometimes if you, you know, are just getting to know someone and you take them out on a date to the movies, it can be a little bit uncomfortable if you haven't really got a chance to know one another. You end up sitting in the dark with someone that you don't really know, kind of staring at a screen, and you're not really connecting.
I can see I'm following this. Yes, yes. And
you know, ultimately, if you have two beautiful people sitting in a room together and it's dark and they're not touching or getting to know one another, and no one's having a good time.
Now, when you go to the movies, do you like to get yourself some candy and snacks?
Oh, definitely.
Well, what are some of your favorite candy and snacks?
Milk duds are always something I like to have on hand.
Oh, milk duds, like with the milk, milk, lemonade around the corner fudge is made. Shout out to Funky 49. Yes, the and how about popcorn? Do you enjoy some popcorn when you go to the movies?
Well, who doesn't enjoy popcorn?
Don't you hate that it sometimes gets stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, you get the little kernels, they get stuck in there.
Do sometimes you pick the popcorn out of the teeth with your sword over here?
Oh yeah, I've been known to do that.
Oh, are you a sword swallower?
What?
You know, like, I mean, you just showed me a magic trick a few moments ago. I'm just wondering if you could also swallow your sword.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something else. I said, hey, this is kind of a family-friendly program, you know, to be talking about that sort of. But no, if you're talking about magic tricks, yeah, sure. I bet I could do that.
Okay, maybe, you know, we might have to set up some video so that we could possibly show the fans, you know, if you're going to take on that kind of feat. So maybe not today, but...
Yeah, but definitely. Yeah, we'll make a whole event out of it. If there's any beautiful women's out there that know how to swallow swords too, we can all get together.
Sounds really good, El Bandito. And yes, I'm actually a big fan of popcorn myself when I go to the theater. Have you ever heard about that trick before where, like, they say you cut out the bottom of, like, the popcorn bucket and... stick a particular part of your body up through it?
You mean your sword?
Yes. We could say it's your sword.
Yeah, El Bandito has heard of this before, but it is not anything he would recommend. It's not exactly the most hygienic.
Yeah, it's very, very warm and oily, you know, and all kinds of things in there.
And sometimes, you know, if you be getting to the end of your popcorn and you think on one hand, hey, this is where the action getting started. On the other hand, your date may be thinking, hey, I really want the last of the popcorn. And now she's furiously grabbing into the bottom of the bucket. Maybe she has like long, beautiful manicured nails. And now she's grabbing and stabbing at things very vigorously. And that can end up being more trouble than it's worth.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, what do you think about all of these superhero movies that are coming out?
Well, the superhero movies are excellent. It's nice to watch them and go to the theater and see them. I mean, it just amazes me how much popularity that they have gained and that so many people are rushing to the theater to see them and that these movies are making so much money. Because, I mean, you know, you and me, we have been superheroes here in Florida for many years.
Yes.
But no one seems to give a shit about what we're doing.
Yeah. That's
no one wants to hear our stories. But.
Yeah, this is very true, El Bandito. And yeah, you know, sometimes I look at how much money some of those movies are making and I'm like, hey, you know, like, you know, when are we going to get our cut of the cheese?
No, definitely. And that's why it's nice that now we can come here and be on the Power Hour and give you some love advice. And, you know, then in our free time, maybe go and, you know, try to fight some crime and do some things. But for the most part, we can be here and we can share our wisdom. Since we have spent many years fighting crime and saving beautiful women and making love to beautiful women, now we can come and we can share our experience with the people and help spread just love and happiness to replace all of the crumbly buildings and disasters that we have been a part of.
So we're going to have to talk to some of the city officials about that and see what they could do for us. But, you know, moving back to our talk about the movie theaters and different places to take a date. You had mentioned earlier that sometimes, you know, a movie might not be the best place for people first getting together, but, you know, thinking about, you know, what type of movie do you think would be best to take a date to, like, you know, genre-wise?
You know, the women's, they always want to go and they want to see the romantic movie where the nice geeky guy goes and he meets beautiful woman and they fall in love, blah, 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 blah. But really, if you are going out and you want to have a good time on your date, take your girl to see a horror movie. You know, you go to see a nice horror movie and then, you know, you're sitting there. She gets kind of scared. She cuddles nice and close. Before you know it, huge monster jumps on screen. Just everybody gets scared and she jumps in your lap and now everyone's having a good time.
Oh, that's a good point. It's a good thing that a lot of those movie theaters have the armrests that go up now.
Oh, I didn't even realize they had armrests.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that some of the theaters actually have cameras where they can watch you watching the movie?
Oh, I did not realize that, but hey, I'm into voyeurism. That sounds good to me.
I think we've come to the conclusion that might not be the best place to take a first-time date, but it's always a fun outing if you're going to go see like a horror film to get a little closer together.
Exactly. Not perfect for a first date, but a great date if it's someone you've been dating for a while and you get nice and close. But we do have some callers that have some other more specific questions about different types of dates beyond just going to the movies. So coming up in our next segment, we are going to take some calls and we'll talk to some people who have different questions about types of dates to go on for Valentine's Day with varying degrees of relationships, whether they may be new or whether they may have been dating for a long time. So we're going to get into that in the next segment. But first,
we got a track here by the Church Girls, which is a great Valentine's Day tune called Make It Clap.
That was the Church Girls with Make It Clap. Now, that is one that really makes you want to stand up and clap, eh, Senor Boyle?
Oh, yeah, man. That was a great track. I know a few weeks ago we saw the Church Girls, and definitely after every one of their songs, I definitely was clapping.
Absolutely. I mean, one look at their lead singer, and it makes you want to stand up and clap.
Oh, totally. Yeah, she was full of energy and bouncing all around there, and I think she even had a picture in the newspaper.
Well, you're right. With that bouncing she was doing, I would have been taking a lot of pictures myself. But they're definitely an excellent band. They sound fantastic, and their high energy makes them an absolute must to see in person.
Certainly, yeah. We're going to be hearing some more from the Church Girls a little later on in the show.
But for now, let's go ahead and let's take some of our callers. Again, today's topic is about taking a date out for Valentine's Day and different suggestions for date ideas that you could have. So feel free to shoot us an email or hit us up on Facebook, either powerhouroflove@gmail.com or the Power Hour Facebook fan page, and we'll be able to answer your questions and emails about different types of dates and Valentine's experiences that you may want to have. On the line, we have three callers now that we'd like to get to and answer their questions for them.
All right. First, it looks like we have Tim. Line one, you're on, Tim.
Hey, guys. My name is Timmy, and I was calling because I met this girl in the food court today, and I've been following you guys for a long time, and it really got me thinking, what would El Bandito do? Wow, I didn't know it would do that when I said your name. That's so cool. Anyways, I got some courage from you, and I decided to ask this girl out just like you would. I said, hey, you, "You're gorgeous, and you're going out with me tonight." And she said, "Yes." So I was just wondering, now that we're going out, where should I take her?
The first time you meet a beautiful woman and you're going to take her out, you have to make a really good first impression. So it's important to make a nice date where you can connect and get to know one another. So what kind of things does she like that you know of already?
Well, I know she works at the Cinnabon Hut, so I guess she likes that.
Well, that is good because Cinnabons are soft, warm, doughy, and sticky all over. And yeah, let's face it, everyone loves something like that, right?
Fucking love giant buns.
Well, since our focus here is on buns and getting to know one another, then I say take her to a nice date on the boardwalk. Walk down the beach and the strip, and now you get her in as little clothes as possible and get to see her buns, you know, kind of see what you're working with. And you still get that nice romantic walk on the beach that the women love so much too. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, and plus there's usually a lot of other girls at the beach too. So, you know, if things don't work out, you might just be able to find yourself somebody else.
Oh, okay. What if it rains?
Well, you know, your primary concern will be getting her wet. So it's a win-win, as El Bandito said.
So I think we've given you all the help we can there, Tim. Good luck on your date and call us back and let us know how it goes. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to our next caller. It looks like we have a sexy woman's on the line.
What's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Oh, that's a good one.
So go ahead, Michelle. What can El Bandito do for you today?
Thanks for taking my call. I've actually been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and he really reminds me of Charbel, you know? He's really big and tall and a real man's man. So I was wondering, where would you want your girl to take you for Valentine's Day, Charbel?
Well, listen, you know, if you're going to take out someone like me, you got to go somewhere that's really big, because I barely fit in any of the buildings around here. And wait a minute, are you telling me this guy looks like me?
Yeah, he totally reminds me of you. He's big like you, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what, baby. He ain't me. So I don't know why you're settling for second best. You know, I'm pretty free on Valentine's Day. So, you know, how about we just go somewhere?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah, why are you worrying about some other guy when you have a fine specimen like Senor Charbel just waiting in the studio for you?
Hey, no.
Yep, And you know what the guy's problem is? He doesn't play it cool like the ball.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, he sounds like he's lame. You should get rid of him.
Yeah, you know, and if you're thinking about places to take me, you should take me to the Outback Steakhouse, sponsors of the, that they, you know, they have the best food around and, yeah, you know, very good desserts and appetizers, and they have a nice big menu, and I always love things big. So you know what I'm saying, Michelle? Michelle? Hello? Oh, I guess the connection must be bad and we lost her.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it looks like we lost Michelle, and probably good riddance.
Yeah. But, you know, you could always hit me up on the Facebook if, you know, you want to take me to the Outback Steakhouse.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take our final call.
Oh, it looks like this one's coming in from someone named Tony. Hey, Tony, you're on the line.
So, hey, guys. Yeah, it's me, Tony. Hey, listen. So, you know, I've been married to the same broad for like 17 years, and yeah, things have gotten a little stale lately. So, you know, I figure I got to do something nice on Valentine's Day, not Outback Steakhouse. But instead, if you guys got some new ideas or something else that we could do to change it up a bit, that'd be great.
Well, El Bandito, this sounds like your neck of the woods. So, you know, why don't you take this one?
Well, to be honest, El Bandito doesn't exactly have long-term relationships, but I can tell you this. If you have been in a relationship for a really long time and things are starting to get stale, then what I think you should do is plan two dates. One that you can go on and one that she could go on. You know, find yourself someone kind of new, and then you guys can both go out separate, have a good, nice, romantic evening with someone new, and then come back and share those stories.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, El Bandito. What do you think about that, Tony?
What do you mean? Like, you want me to swing with some other couples or something?
Yeah. It's the best way for you guys to get involved in your inner feelings. And, you know, because you guys have been together for so long. And, you know, like you said, things have started to get stale. So, you know, why not try something new? It's like going and test driving a new car.
No, totally. And don't get hung up on labels, you know, because you say swingers, I say, hey, if you want to swing, you want to bounce, you want to jump, you know, whatever it is you like to do, don't put labels on yourself. Don't put restrictions. Just go out and have a great time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, just think about when you were a little kid and you liked to go to the park and swing. So kind of just think about in that area, you know.
Yeah, it's always nice when someone comes up from behind, pushes you on the back a little bit and, you know, gets the action started.
What?
So does that help you out, Mr. Tony?
No, that's pretty terrible advice. Whatever. Thanks, guys.
Well, you're welcome. Well, all right. So, you know, it looks like that's all the callers we have for today. But if you're interested in calling in, just shoot us an email and at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. But it looks like it's almost time for us to take another break.
But, you know, just because the segment's over doesn't mean we can't answer your questions. So, yes, please contact us and let us know about your love questions, whether they're regarding Valentine's Day or just any other general love questions, and we can answer them on air.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like it's about time for us to take another musical break, and we got some real wild stuff coming your way this time. We have Thugmaster J with a track promptly titled Adam West.
So blitz, I can barely see. I think I drink too much of that moon. Vegas bubbly, they look at me and mumbly. Observing my soliloquy and crater a casino. Sprite lights, that's where I've gotta be. Everything is digital, from plots to cards. Enter credit info, racist stinks too far. Feeling like a star, but my luck says I'm done. I'm about to go into debt forever like 21. Blackjack, this black hat's about to hack a cashback. Code to crack, then abandon all up on these cards stacked. Losing track of who's around, a suit is looking pretty snide. Says I have to leave in that.
Security's been notified.
Ride or die, scream or shout. Blew up naked through the crowd. Causing a commotion, tell space cowboys have to drag me out. Fuck this noisy sound, hella static, someone stole the mic. Dude's dancing on a bar, I think he's trying to rap like
holy raviolios, can't sing his polio. Dropping rhymes harder than the nose on Pinocchio. Make it say OEO when we bully go. To no place, anyone but dare spit bully flows.
What?
Explain. I'm raising the bar like Amish alcoholic and I'm under par. A little birdie told me I'm gonna be a star. If you fail to recognize it's in the name, retard. It's offensive. Stop it. It's a hot topic. We grow out of trends like camping with rockets. You can jet, son. Just another dumb sprocket. Taking up space like the monsters in my pocket. I spit the dumbest rhymes like all of the time. But I make it sound nice so they form a line. It's all gravy when I'm going ham. It's just peanut butter jelly on my awesome jams.
Okay, so that last track was by Thugmaster J off of his new release, Moon Vegas. Title of that track was Adam West. What did you think of that one, El Bandito?
Well, I thought it was particularly interesting. It is such a good use of new and different techniques that it really stimulates your mind. And why don't you tell us, Senor Charbel, how exactly does this song correlate to Mr. Adam West?
Oh, well, that's a good question right there, El Bandito. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I've listened to the lyrics, and I'm not sure where the connection with Adam West is, but just a little bit of information about Thugmaster J. He's a member of Magitek, which is a nerdcore group out of Orlando, Florida. They originally started in Port St. Lucie and have kind of gone up through the ranks in the nerdcore scene, and they put on a very interesting performance. And yeah, definitely, we always like to hear from Thugmaster J and his fellow nerdcore crew.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to see them. And I remember we got to see him with Magitek last year at Reunite.
Yes, that was a real treat to have them come back to the St. Lucie area and perform for all the other folks at Reunite.
And that was a nice local event to get to showcase some of these amazing artists that we have locally. And we have a number of events like that that are going on all the time. So we'd like to take a minute to talk about some local events that maybe you would like to go to and get to see some of these amazing new artists.
Yes, yeah, we have some really cool stuff on the calendar here for February. February 11th at the Bird's Eye, we have classic punk rockers Agent Orange coming back to the Treasure Coast. Now, these guys played here, El Bandito, a few years ago, and I got to catch them at the Terra Famada, and that was a really good show. And, you know, it'll be really good to see them come back. And actually, there's a lot of local support backing up Agent Orange this year. We have Spicoli and Take Warning.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed them last time they were here, but I'm glad to have the opportunity to see them now.
Spicoli's out of Vero Beach, and Take Warning is a punk rock cover band from Jensen Beach, Florida. So also, besides from music-related stuff, I believe we have some other cool events, El Bandito. What else do we have on the list over there?
Well, it looks like they have a wrestling event at the Martin County Fair on February 15th. So that's the day after Valentine's Day. So when you're done after making love for the beautiful day, you can go out and get some heart-pumping action.
I've heard a lot of good things about this wrestling event. It is at the Martin County Fair, but there's actually going to be a lot of known wrestling legends there, such as... I believe one of the members of the Bushwhackers, which, you know, if you follow wrestling and stuff, I know they were inducted into the Hall of Fame recently. And also there is the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. He was big back in the 80s. I remember when I was a young boy, not that I was ever little, you know, I always saw, you know, him, and he was a very diabolical villain.
Yes, but, and he was also the one to introduce... wrestling's arguably most popular character, Steve Austin, right?
Yes. And Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, supposed to be making an appearance. I doubt he'll be wrestling, but definitely a appearance of maybe even a meet and greet. But the biggest of them all that's going to be there, at least in my opinion, what I definitely grew up watching, is Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, Mankind, Dude Love, however you know him as. But Mick Foley will be in attendance at this wrestling event.
Oh, that's definitely one you don't want to miss. The man, the legend himself, Mick Foley. You know, you don't want to miss this wrestling event, so we'll go ahead and we'll put a link up on our Facebook fan page, the Power Hour of Love fan page. So go ahead and go there, and you can find all the information about this great event in Martin County. And again, that's the day after Valentine's Day.
And I believe if you, with your paid admission to the fair, you can get into the wrestling event for free, but there'll just be designated standing room. But I believe for $30, you can get a ringside ticket. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, that sounds like a wrestling event not to be missed by any wrestling fans around this area. Oh, I know what what's next on the list. I believe it's February 19th down in Lake Worth. Morbid Movies are doing their next in their series of bringing old school cult classic horror movies to the big screen again. I remember El Bandito, a few months ago, we went to one of these down in Lake Worth.
Oh, yes, I remember. It was very exciting because it was the first time for me that I got to see Evil Dead 2 on a big screen. So it's really great that they take these classic movies and are able to show them in a real theater, and you can see them full screen for most of us for the first time.
Yes, and there's plenty of sexy women there, correct, El Bandito?
Oh, you know it. And all of the nice scary scenes get them jumping and screaming and
right into the laps, as you said earlier. Yeah, definitely. this time around, though, for February 19th, it's going to be A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original from 1984, not the remake from a few years ago. So
yes, you can go and make promises to your dates that they will get to see Johnny Depp, a young, handsome Johnny Depp. And then you can see a real classic horror movie, the classic Freddy Krueger on screen. So it's one not to be missed.
Yeah, maybe even later on, you'll never sleep again after that one.
Well, you know, if you spend the evening with El Bandito, you don't end up sleeping.
I'm sure all the ladies down at Morbid Movies can't wait for El Bandito to make it down there on February 19th in Lake Worth. We'll also post a link up on our Facebook page for that. All right, so yeah, we've got a lot of cool events coming. On our next episode, we'll definitely have some more stuff for February and into early March. We got some really neat stuff happening around those times, but we're going to now play two tracks for you. The first one's another track from Thugmaster J called The Gambler, which is off of his newest release, Moon Vegas, which is available on his Bandcamp and I believe through Spotify and a few other locations. So if you like what you hear, definitely go out there and check out some more from Thugmaster J off of Moon Vegas. Here's The Gambler.
You know, I'm going to be playing this casino. I like this place, and I'm going to be spending some money, and hey, you know, I hope I win some money, and I just need someone to keep track of what I'm spending, you know, because I'm an impulsive gambler.
That was another wild track by Thugmaster J. Once again, that's off of his latest release, Moon Vegas. If you're interested, check out his Bandcamp. What'd you think of that one, El Bandito?
That was definitely a great track. But I have to say, I'm still aching for some more of those church girls.
Oh, well, then you're in luck, El Bandito. We got another track from the church girls right here called Girls Only.
Ooh, well, let's not waste another minute.
Hit it.
Yeah!
That was Thugmaster J with The Gambler and the Church Girls with Girls Only. And this is the Power Hour of Love starring Charbol and
El Bandito.
Man, El Bandito, we've had a pretty awesome show. What did you think of that last track by the Church Girls?
Oh, I can't get enough of it. It has that really classic Southern rock feel that makes you want to just kick your shoes off, lay in the sand down at the beach, smoke a big cigarette, and lie back and soak up some sun.
I could definitely say that it definitely got my blood pumping and definitely want to check out the Church Girls again next time they're around town.
Oh, I always want to check out Church Girls.
Well, we're coming up on our last segment of the Power Hour. Why don't you tell us a little bit about our guest, El Bandito?
Well, as a perfect tribute for Valentine's Day, we decided to go ahead and play a little bit of a trivia game. So we've invited in a special friend to answer some questions about Valentine's Day. So everyone, we want you to say hello to our special friend, Señor Chucky Bucks.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay, don't be too excited. Calm down now. See, that's what happens when you invite your friends over to do your podcast with you. You know, they're like, oh, hey, let me get a drink and, you know, relax. So I could be on the air. And then they sound like drunk assholes.
Right? What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, so Chucky Bucks, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You guys blew up my apartment last week, man, with a fucking balloon and shit.
I have no idea what this guy is talking about. You all, Bandito?
I'm pretty sure our lawyers told us that we can discuss that.
So why don't we explain to him a little bit of the rules of the game that we're going to be playing here?
Yes, yes, yes. So like I said, as a tribute to Valentine's Day, what we did is we have arranged some questions that are Valentine's Day related. They're about the history of Valentine's Day and about the special meaning behind Valentine's Day. So the way the game is going to work is that we are going to ask you a series of questions. For every question you get right, we are going to add $5 to a gift card to Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, fucking cows.
But for every question you get wrong, you have to put one of these special Valentine's Day candies in your mouth.
And unfortunately, I couldn't get the ones that said fucking shit for today, but, you know, I'm still going to be working on that. So I'm going to be the one, you know, asking him the questions. So, El Bandito.
Yes, and because I'm the expert on such things, I will be the one putting things in his mouth.
Chucky Bucks, are you ready to begin?
Yeah!
Okay, question number one. Who was Saint Valentine?
Bitch cutting people's hearts out and shit.
Can you be more specific?
I fucked his mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our judges say that's not the answer we're looking for.
Should I give him the answer?
We shouldn't give him the answer, but probably all the listeners, we can give them the answer.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Well, so that is one question wrong, Chucky Bucks. So now you have to take one of these conversation hearts and place it in your mouth. Why don't you go ahead and pick one here and tell us what it says? That reading is extra hard, I know.
True one.
Yeah, I know El Bandito doesn't say this often, but don't swallow.
Oh, okay. Chew it?
No, you got to keep it in your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, so question number two. And this could be more of an estimate, but what is the number of Valentine's Day cards exchanged each year?
350 million.
Oh, that was a little too far off from our number here. So sorry, Chucky Bucks, you're going to have to take two conversation hearts in
your
mouth.
Holy shit, two to the fucking mouth.
And make sure you read what they say.
This one's kind of faded. The one I love. The one T love.
There you go. You don't have to pretend. We know you don't know your letters too good. Here, you take two and put it in your mouth because it's two wrong.
Wait, but I put it all in my mouth.
I know, yes. This is two for two questions wrong.
Why now?
Why now? That seems pretty appropriate. Why now? Because you got question wrong. That's why.
Can I have this?
Yeah, you could have more of your drink. Get it all mixed around in there and chalk it in your mouth. That'd be good.
Okay, question number three. What mythology does Cupid come from?
Roman.
Yeah, oh, wow. Very, very good job. All right, so Chucky Bucks has $5 in the bank.
Yeah, I'm getting a fifth with that shit.
Okay. Well done, Senor Chucky Bucks.
Okay, so question number four. What is the most gifted item on Valentine's Day?
Roses. Guns and roses.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Chucky Bucks, but unfortunately, that is not the right answer.
What is the answer?
We'll go over those at the very end. So now you have to put four of these in.
No, three. I only got three.
Yeah, because he got one question right, so he does three.
I can do math, bitch.
Well, that's certainly a surprise to us.
Take a chank.
I believe that's
you
chance.
You got some real cheap fucking candies here.
Well, we knew we were giving them to you. We're not buying you the good stuff.
The one I already got this shit. I want a new one. Give me a fucking new one. You fucks. Get real.
Now, just so everybody knows, that
Beauty
was
Beauty Queens.
That was what Mr. That is what Mr. Chucky Bucks has on his written on his conversation hearts.
He's I got him written on your nutsack too, baby.
All right, so we've got question number five coming in. When was the first ever Valentine written? Oh, sorry. When was the first recorded Valentine written? If you could just guess the year.
February 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't a year.
Oh, holy shit.
That answer is wrong. So
no,
now that's,
we got that shit in 1609.
Oh, that's also incorrect, so...
Well, I think you got your sources incorrect and shit, you bitch.
So, we're going to have you take four of these?
That's four of these, and...
Dude, you know it's going to cost more than $5 to repair the damages you guys fucking did to my apartment.
Don't be so feisty. You're getting free candy. I
this
mean, we're paying you, aren't we?
This doesn't say shit at all. What the fuck you guys here? I want a new one. You give me a new one, stick that one up Charbel's ass and shit. Biggest motherfucker in the world. Biggest fucking ego. Hello, my love.
Here, I found the perfect one for you. This one says, nice boy. Here, play nice boy.
Long goodbye.
The long goodbye. That's what we're going to have when you leave.
Nice boy. You better have me another alcohol drink. And true DNE. Because that shit don't help. That's the second time I got... What was you doing?
Okay.
You can't shut me up, nigga.
We have one more question for you and a chance to win.
One more honey jack?
No. Listen. We have one more question for you and a chance to win 10 extra dollars added onto the Outback Steakhouse gift card. Yes.
All right.
All right. So, question number six. While we associate love with the heart, in Shakespeare's time, what organ was it organized with?
Organized with? Man, you sure you know how to read, bitch?
Fuck. Which organ was it related to in Shakespeare's time?
Probably the stomach.
What? Say it one more time.
Probably the stomach.
Did you say shrump, shrump, shrump? Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
No, nigga, that's just, I said the fucking aha, bitch. The stomach.
The stomach?
The food in it and...
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
You. Okay, here comes five hearts.
What the fuck Chucky is the answer of... then? You fucking mother. I got six hearts.
That's okay. You can keep that extra one because this was a bonus question.
What next?
What next? Chucky Bucks is leaving. That's what's next.
What do you mean?
We are going to call security and have them throw his drunk ass out of here.
Just say yeah.
Just say sure, sir.
We do have to give him his reward.
Tell me, girl. Hope that's just a new apartment, motherfucker.
So
Tell me you care.
Hey, maybe we should have him sing a song.
Okay, that's a good point. We're going to give you the opportunity, while you have all those candies in your mouth, to earn that extra $10. Would you like that? All you have to do is sing the lyrics to The Power of Love.
The lyrics.
Yeah, those aren't lyrics. Oh, maybe we should be more specific. Lyrics are words, señor.
Yes, El Bandito.
Steal our strings.
You swallowed them.
Okay,
let's curious.
What do you
thing.
Say? Steal on strings?
We're stronger than diamonds.
Okay, so it looks like he's going to just be walking away with the $5 album.
No, it's the power of love.
Can you come up to booth at 7?
You're drooling on yourself. That's gross. Yeah, we need a janitor up here, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Chucky Bucks, for coming in today. And we'll definitely be checking back with you sometime soon.
Yeah, so for today, we're going to send you home with a $5 gift card to Outback Steakhouse. And yes, we can give you another shot of Jack Daniels on your way out.
Yeah. Can I get a new apartment?
All right, you've been listening to The Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito.
We appreciate everyone listening in today, and we'll have another episode coming your way soon with an awesome topic. Do you want to talk about it, El Bandito?
Oh, yes. This is one of my favorite topics. What it is role-playing in the bedroom, and we want to know specifically what is your favorite cosplay to associate with your in-the-bedroom role-playing. So who's your favorite cosplayer to dress up as, your favorite characters to dress up as? You know, feel free to send us an email at powerhourofloveatgmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. Send us any suggestions or pictures, and we're going to vote on what we think the best costume ideas are.
Yes, and we'll have a lot of other awesome prizes next week for the best cosplay.
So we'd like to thank everybody for listening in today. We'd also like to thank all of the great artists we played today for making the wonderful music that they do. Keep doing what you're doing. And the Power Hour of Love will be following you
on Facebook, Bandcamp, YouTube, and everywhere else.
Yeah, we're going to track you down on pretty much all social media, especially the Church Girls lead singer, Natasha. I'll be following you personally.
Definitely, El Bandito. Well, I think that's a wrap for today.
So once again, thank you all for listening and join us next time on the Power Hour of Love.
Yeah.
Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.